Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Hey, Johnny, welcome to Crypto Nights podcast. We are so excited to have you on our podcast today.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful. So we just wanted to start off by getting a little bit of your background and also tell us about XYO.
Mm-hmm. So I'm head of media at the XYO network. We are a crypto location protocol. We aim to prove that a specific thing was at a specific point in space at a specific point in time and use that information to, for example, execute a smart contract. So my background, I've been connected with the company for about 3 years now. I joined the company after leaving the arts field. I used to be in arts marketing. I'm the head of media here. And so I get to do the fun stuff like this all the time, get to go to the conferences, get to tell people all about what we're doing.
Well, that's pretty exciting. And when you say location network, you're talking about lost keys or where I parked my car, that kind of stuff?
So yeah, that's our background. Our background is actually in the Bluetooth item finder and GPS tracker space. And we, over the last, you know, in 2017, we realized, hey, whenever we have downtime, we're talking about blockchain and cryptocurrency and smart contracts. And we realized that with the network of devices that we've made for finding your keys, we can also build out something that's useful for example, confirm that your package made it without depending on the UPS driver or the courier to scan it, or confirm that we've worked with, for example, securing firearms. So track in an auditable and immutable way when a firearm went into and out of a high security location. So all the sort of things that we were just doing to find the keys, we realize we can now do for a lot bigger of a worldwide global use case.
When were the crown jewels of the queen checked out, for example?
Exactly.
Okay, this is getting into commerce. This is pretty exciting. So this is huge. The number of devices is what, billions?
We've got about a million devices that we've manufactured so far.
Oh, that's yourself, but the market out there is...
Oh, yeah, the market for it is gigantic. Just on the e-commerce proof of delivery and payment on delivery side alone, it's enormous.
Do you think it's relevant to talk about your 2014 Kickstarter?
Oh, yeah. So that's actually how I got connected with the company. In 2014, we launched the XY Find It, which is our Bluetooth item finder, on Kickstarter. We raised about $250,000, and that puts us still as one of the top 1% performing Kickstarters to date, which is really exciting. I connected with the company myself because I was working in arts marketing and fundraising, and so I helped put together the language for the Kickstarter and for the Kickstarter emails.
Oh, that's crazy. So, you know, why I was so excited about this interview is because I'm constantly looking for our podcast, businesses that already exist. Mm-hmm. They're not a white paper and I got this great idea last night and decided to write a white paper. So in that sense, I'm super excited about the fact that, so you guys have been in business for at least 3-4 years in some way, shape, or form. Yeah.
The company was founded in 2012, and we launched, like we mentioned, on Kickstarter in 2014. We've been revenue generating since 2014.
Oh, that's very exciting. How big is your team?
We've got a team of about 20 full-time staff and about another 20 part-timers and contractors.
And you guys are in San Diego?
We're based in San Diego.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how does... Who should be interested in XYO, and who are your target users? What kind of 10x benefits do they get because of you?
I think that so there's two different. There's the enterprise level consumer. This is going to be someone like I'm naming names and not naming partnerships right now. Amazon or UPS or other courier services who want to have a immutable way of recording. And for example, if Amazon wants to execute payment on delivery when your package makes it in your door, that's something that we could do in an immutable and auditable way. Or, for example, we've also worked with rental car companies to help track their fleets and their keys. So, again, having a large-scale integration of a platform means that it's bigger than one use case. But on the personal side of things, you also have, for example, if you're making a shipment across the country of you're moving across the country and you want to make sure that everything makes it. I personally moved across the country and lost half of my things. So you want to make sure that everything makes it to its destination, and if not, find out where it went wrong so you actually get your stuff back. Or on a more day-to-day level, keeping track of your kids and did they make it to school on time? If they didn't, where did they go? That's by having this large-scale network, it will give you the opportunity to have that security.
Oh my goodness. Okay, got it. So this is fantastic. This is very exciting. I'm sure a lot of moms will be very, very happy to hear this. Okay, got it. So how do they use this technology?
So we are built on a network. We mentioned the Bluetooth and the GPS devices. Those are what we call sentinels. And sentinels record their heuristic data. So they record where they are and what's going on around them. And they also record all of their interactions with other sentinels. So if you've got two sentinels in the same space, they've both recorded that they saw each other, and that's on their own private, that's on their own ledger. You can compare the ledgers of two different devices to validate that the data that one reported is correct. And if you've got an outlier, for example, if we've got five people in our office who are saying that they're in San Diego, and one device that's saying it's in New York, but still communicating with all these San Diego devices, you know that that's an outlier and that you might want to discount that data. And then those are the backbone of the network. We have bridges, which are data connected devices that communicate all of the information from sentinels to the blockchain itself. You have kind of our miners, which are archivists, which store and index the data, and diviners, which are used to generate an answer when someone asks, where is my thing? Where is my package? How did it, and if it's lost, where is it and how did it get there? And those are the processing miners of the network. And so you would ask, if you wanted to know where your thing was, you would ask a query of a diviner, you would pay in XYO tokens. The diviner that answered the question would get a part of the XYO tokens. The archivist that stored the information would get some of the tokens, and the bridges and sentinels that saw that device and helped generate that answer would all get XYO tokens as well. So if you've got one of our if you're running our app in your pocket and you walk by a misplaced bike and the data you provided is used to say, hey, this is where that lost bike is, you've just earned a little bit of XYO tokens.
Got it. So the people who derive the value are the ones paying for it, and the ones that are contributing are getting paid for it.
Exactly.
So, and then you have an enterprise version and you have a consumer version.
The specifics about the separation of enterprise level and consumer level is something we're still working the nuts and bolts out for, because we want to make sure that everyone that's using the network is benefiting from everyone else. And so we don't want to necessarily silo those into two separate areas, unless on the enterprise level, that's something that the enterprise level user is concerned with. In which case, you know, if they want to create a 500 million device network on their own, we would obviously work to accommodate them.
And you seem to be like a platform. Is it something like an app store where somebody can develop their own apps on top of?
Yeah. So the platform itself is open source. So we're actually launching probably close to the time this podcast is released. We'll have launched the gamma version of our developer client, which will allow people to use the XYO network. To to develop smart contracts and to build off of that as well. But yeah, we're going to have a full SDK available for other folks to be building building new apps and things within using our network.
But they will all be using the same token.
That's correct.
Got it. So, wow. Are there other similar platforms out there for locations?
There are some folks who are doing some similar things, but not at the same scope and scale that we are, because of the fact that I think we've had 5 years, 6 years to get the business side of things in order and really and to work on the product itself on the hardware side. We're able to really hit the ground running. There are a couple of other folks working in the location space. The one that I'm most excited about is a project called Foam, which is using a static network of devices to prove location. So it's something that we can use to augment each other as opposed to be competitors.
Okay. What is the first one or two use cases that you guys are most focusing on for traction?
I would say e-commerce is a big one. That, for example, I mentioned payment on delivery for e-commerce. In the U.S., payment on delivery isn't necessarily the norm, but a lot of other places in the world, payment on delivery for an order that you make is kind of the standard. And so by having this, as I've said before, immutable and decentralized method of confirming that your package made it to you, so you can execute the smart contract to release the payment, I think that has the ability to change the way that e-commerce works worldwide. And it can start very small scale, you know, just starting with a couple small couriers to prove the concept and get things out there. We've also had conversations regarding international shipping and logistics, confirming that my shipment of widgets from China made it onto the boat, made it to the port in the US, and then made it to my warehouse. You've got so many different hands touching it, and if you're dependent on the person who made the mistake to report their error, you're never going to know what actually went wrong.
That makes sense. And you're right about internationally. So if you look at India, cash mm-hmm. on delivery, as it's called there, is very, very popular. In fact, exactly. It's a common way of getting products shipped mm-hmm. home. So that might be something you might already be looking at. But
yes, specifically, India is one of the biggest markets, in my opinion, for us to get that aspect moving.
Great. That's fantastic. The other thing is, so you're talking about, you know, this whole international shipping, logistics, et cetera. Broadly, you're in the supply chain where you're making sure from, you know, one place to the other, this whole supply chain of activities mm-hmm. Can be tracked with your yeah. technology.
Exactly. So it can be tracked. You know, you've just got a Bluetooth device or an RFID device or an NFC device that will. Right now, we're working in Bluetooth, but we're expanding that out as we grow the network, and we're also inviting other people, other manufacturers, to work with us as well and work with the network. But so you've got a device on your cargo, and if it does end up going off course somewhere, because of the fact that they all store the information on the blockchain and can communicate with each other, you're not dependent on the person who lost it to say, oh yeah, it made it to us and it didn't make it to its destination, because forging or faking, passing the blame is something that we've seen as someone who has done manufacturing overseas. It's something that we see happen quite a bit.
All right. And of the NFC, Bluetooth and RFID, whatever else other technology, what is the cheapest of these devices?
Right now, like I said, we're manufacturing the Bluetooth devices, which are great for high value items, but not for not necessarily what you need if you want 700 million of them and for them to be one use. There it's going to be something like NFC. And we've already got the we've had the technology in place on the consumer side for a while that we never really moved with because of the fact that Apple doesn't open up NFC outside of Apple Pay. So it's not a great consumer level product, but it's something we've been working on for a couple of years and had in our back pocket. So we're going to be moving with that really quickly because once we get out of simply the consumer space for NFC, all of a sudden it's a great technology for what we're working on. And that is by far the most affordable.
Wow. So a couple of other things is, how are you monetizing this? From a company angle, mm-hmm. Is it going to be the whole thing is a nonprofit platform, or are you, is it a, maybe I'm not using the right word. So is it open source platform?
Right.
I do know that there are a couple of platforms out there that are also not for profit, but I don't know how you're operating it or how you're planning to make money otherwise.
So we are open source, and we are inviting, you know, competitors into the space and to use our technology. It is a decentralized platform, but at the same time, especially early on, we expect to be one of the leading, if not one of the, we'll be manufacturing and selling the devices that are used on the network. And if, as other folks start using our technology in the XYO network protocol, they'll be building on it as well, but we'll continue being one of the manufacturers of the devices and operating some of the archivists, for example. So we'll be making the money in that way.
Okay. And is the company itself going to be mining these tokens as well?
We'll probably need to do some of that the tokens aren't mined, but the data is processed, and we'll probably be doing some of that. It takes time for a network to get traction. And so having the fact that we have the ability to be doing this early on means that we'll probably be the backbone of it for a while. Hopefully it'll get to the point where we aren't the backbone rather, and that we're just one of many, many groups contributing to it.
All right. So you're kind of seeding the whole process.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it. Now let's switch over to the token sale itself. So you guys, I imagine, are in the middle of it.
That's correct. Yep. This phase of the token sale runs through May 20th. I don't unfortunately have the numbers. It's going super well, but I don't have the numbers in front of me. And then following May 20th, as we're moving towards getting the tokens on an exchange, we will also be making them available through our Gamma client, which is essentially the testnet or demo of the XYO network itself. And that's something that should be available right around May 20th. And you will be able to continue to purchase tokens to through the Gamma client so that developers can work within it.
Okay. What are your soft caps, hard caps, and do you have any numbers for the pre-token sales, something like that?
Our projected cap was around 48 million US dollars. On May 20th, which is the end of this phase of the token sale, we will be burning any unsold and unallocated tokens. From May 20th, we'll have a true hard cap. The pre-sale, I believe we raised just over 2,000 Ethereum during the pre-sale stage of things. And I don't have, unfortunately, where we are to date, but it has been, we launched the public sale on March 20th, and is it okay if I send you over the numbers to toss in the show notes?
Oh, absolutely. That'll be fantastic.
So that I can have that up to date for you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Social proof is always great. People would love to see that. Mm-hmm. And okay, this is all very, very exciting. So what next? What should a person interested in this whole platform do next?
Well, love for you to come check out our website, xyo.network. And after May 20th, you'll be able to take a look at the Gamma at the Gamma client and see exactly how the XYO network will work. If you have questions, you can come. I'm almost always in Telegram, so t.me/XYO network. If you have any other, we'd love for you to take a look at things, check out our white paper and our green paper, and participate in the token sale.
Oh, that's fantastic. Are there any airdrop tokens for our listeners?
No, we are not doing an airdrop.
Okay. And so we wish you the very best. We're going to accelerate the release of this. And my goodness, you guys are... Things are happening. That's the best way to put it. And I am also very interested in the technology. I'm very excited about that. So I'm going to stay in touch with that and have you back on our show again in a couple of months as you launch.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to let you know as we have more partnerships and things to announce, come on and let you know where our next steps are.
Thank you, Johnny. This has been a fantastic episode. I'm sure all of our listeners will totally enjoy it. And hey, listeners, if you like this podcast, make sure that you head over and help Johnny's business go forward and the token sale. XYO has been advertised heavily, and it's something that I've been looking forward to. So I'm very, very excited. And also, please go to iTunes and Google Play and rate us 5 stars. With that, thank you, Johnny. Have a great
day. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.